Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. A lot of news was made over the weekend. Our little friend Humpty Dumpty over at Fake News CNN, who used to be Jeff Zucker's stenographer, now scared to death, I assume he's going to lose his job, is all of a sudden out of nowhere just saying, you know, this whole Hunter Biden story is getting serious. It's not just a right-wing media story anymore. And I'm like, okay, that's not the same guy that we knew, oh, back over time, that has debunked it again and again and again. Anyway, so here is Humpty saying the story is real and not just a right-wing media story. And then we'll play him from before saying just the opposite. Listen.
Stroud's column in this morning's New York Times basically says that Joe Biden should not run for re-election. This has been a narrative for months, and it's getting louder and louder, including from some Democratic lawmakers saying Biden should basically hang it up and say he's a lame duck and not run 2024. So where do you come down on this as a former White House aide?
Oh, I hope he runs.
What about Hunter? Hunter under federal investigation. Charges could be coming at any time. This is not just a right-wing media story. This is a real problem for the Bidens. Mm-hmm. Could he decide not to run for re-election given his son?
Channeling QAnon by trying to bring up child pornography and trying to claim that there are these issues with the Bidens that are absolutely invented, imagined. This is a GOP fantasy, the most disgusting kind of GOP fantasy, trying to link Biden to pedophilia. I wonder, Brianna, how we can ever get back to a normal political culture when there is so much of this smear, so much of these smears being spread, including by Fox anchors, including by GOP senators. You worry about Trump's corruption and Fox says, what about Biden? Every hour of the day. So Fox is a producer of this serialized drama, but there are big questions about who might have created this show. And that's what's probably most important here. CNN reported on Friday that U.S. authorities are seeing if those emails we just talked about are connected to an ongoing Russian disinformation effort. Huh. Now here's where it gets even weirder. The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019. And a shop employee saw the emails and then was worried about getting in trouble or getting in danger, and he made copies of them. There's a lot about this story that does not add up. And the employee has not helped matters. He has contradicted himself in interviews with reporters. And, I mean, for all we know, these emails are made up.
They dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop affair as pure Russian disinformation. All the mistakes of the mainstream media and CNN in particular seem to magically all go in one direction. Are we expected to believe that this is all just some sort of random coincidence, or is there something else behind it?
It's too bad. It's time for lunch. I think my honest answer to you is that I think you're describing a different channel than the one that I watch.
Yeah. Okay. The kid was right and he was wrong. Oh, thank God. The clock is running out. I got to go to lunch. I'm really hungry. Anyway, what's fascinating about this, if you go back the last two presidential elections, 2016, what happened? We had a phony Russian disinformation dossier paid for by one candidate that was then presented to a FISA court four separate times. Imagine any of you lying to a judge under oath and claiming something's verified when it's completely, utterly unverifiable and now totally debunked. And it was debunked before the last two warrants at least had even the applications have been filed. It says verified on the top of the application. And here it turns out that it was all a lie. And the media ran with it. They ran with it for three long years. It was all a conspiracy theory. It was all a hoax, all a lie, all disinformation. And it sent the country through hell for three plus years. And then you fast forward to 2020, and it's weeks before the election. And there's this zero experience Hunter laptop. We already knew about the monies he had gotten from Ukraine and Russia and China and elsewhere. And yet here's all the evidence, including pictures of Hunter with a crack pipe in his mouth, with hookers, etc. Oh, no, that's all Russian disinformation. Everybody said Russian disinformation. So when they had real information, they just claimed it's Russian disinformation. Unbelievable. Anyway, here to sort through this, Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, columnist for The Hill. He'd have a great show, I think, media show in the country if he would do it on Fox. He's just resistant and demanding all sorts of money and, you know, all these writers to his contract. And Mark Simone is with us, number one morning show on our New York affiliate, WOR. By the way, did you ever see Mark Simone, the writer list for Joe Concha? If he ever does a show, he purple M&Ms only, and that's it. They don't even make purple M&Ms.
You're right. They don't. I have kids. They got orange. They got yellow. They got green. They got red, brown. There's no purple. Very good point.
There's no purple. All right, Mr. Concha. I mean, so we've been hearing the fake news CNN. They got the guy that used to produce Colbert, the guy that used to produce on Showtime a show that nobody watched called The Cartoon President. I mean, nobody watched that show. And now all of a sudden, post Jeff Zucker, he's claiming he's going to go back to news. Now, I would argue all of this is coming from this guy, Zaslav, who's with, what, Warner, Discovery, whatever, Discovery, and yeah. Probably John Malone, who's a big media, he's a bigwig in cable news, as you know. So they say they're going to move CNN to the middle, and now there's Humpty Dumpty, who was the number one stenographer for Jeff Zucker. Do you think he believes this, or is he trying to keep his job?
I think he's trying to keep his job. And, you know, you played a great montage before, Sean, of the CNN media correspondent. Here's some other things that he had to say as well. This is October 2020. Hunter has apologized. His father has said it will not happen again. And at this point, most people have moved on. He also said that Fox destroyed their credibility when they led their programs with the Hunter Biden story in the fall of 2020, called it a manufactured scandal to spark whataboutism, right? And now there he is on Sunday acting like, you know, he's never watched his own show or doesn't remember saying any of those things and is trying to make this argument that it's a big deal and may prevent Joe Biden from running. So, yeah, he's saying what the bosses want to hear, I suppose. But, again, I don't. It's not going to happen, this whole pivot to the middle, particularly if Donald Trump runs. You think they're going to really give him a fair shake if he's the 2024 Republican nominee? When you look at, to your point, when you were the executive producer of one of the most vitriolic, one of the most partisan shows on television, which is supposed to be comedy, I guess, in Late Night with Stephen Colbert, you're not going to suddenly pivot back after doing that for years. Or he was the executive producer of Morning Joe before that. Now we're hearing reports that he wants to make Mika and Joe the morning team at CNN. You think
that morning show is not even successful where it is? It's not even successful where it is. Why would they want to bring it over there?
Because it's all he knows, right? So Chris Licht is like, well, I worked with Joe and Mika, and I worked with Steven, so I'm going to bring them over here, because it's like when Bill Parcells goes to a team and he tries to bring his former players over because he knows them and he's comfortable with them. But, well, that kind of contradicts the whole going to the middle thing, doesn't it? So either way, they're in huge, huge trouble. I mean, you're seeing numbers here where they're getting beat by the Hallmark Channel. I mean, that's really hard to do, and I believe it's a pretty busy news cycle. I'm not saying that as exaggeration. They literally get beat by the Hallmark Channel, Mark Simone.
Unfortunately, well, the news has not been too good for anybody when it's bad financial news. Mark, what's your take?
Good point. Hey, give Brian Stelter credit. That's one of the greatest flip-flops in history. John Kerry was the envious of that one. And he's more than Jeff Zucker's stenographer. He's his fitting model, his body double. He's doing a great. But Democrats made a huge mistake. They should have run a Hunter Biden investigation, do it very mildly. They haven't done it, which means when the Republicans take over, they'll do it, and it's going to get really, really ugly. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to come out. Every time Hunter came back from one of those China trips, Ukrainian trips, you can see it on the schedule. He went to meet with Vice President Joe Biden. He was there right the 1 hour after he got back from the trip.
Well, we now confirmed 14 separate meetings with foreign business partners that Joe Biden denied repeatedly ever having. And we have pictures of some of the foreign business associates of Hunter with Joe.
Well, you know, he met in Cafe Milano, the restaurant in Washington, in a private room with eight of these guys. Who did he think they were? They can't be Hunter's classmates. They're all 20 years older and they don't speak English. Who the hell did he think they were?
That's a good point. See, I have my own theory, because the Washington Post went first, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, now we know now what was really going on. There's a grand jury in Delaware, so they need a CYA, and they didn't want to be on the wrong side of history saying this thing is totally nonsense, it's debunked, and all the false reporting that they've had. So then they said, you know, there might be something to this Hunter Biden laptop. And then the New York Times follows suit. Now fake news CNN is following suit. I assume just by their own actions, either it's a CYA or maybe they're getting sources saying, yeah, there's probably going to be indictments here. Joe?
That's the thing, right? Indictment of Hunter Biden, I think, is almost a guarantee, a slam dunk at this point. And then people could say, well, it's the president's son. It has nothing to do with the president. Oh, it has a lot to do with the president. If you believe Tony Bobulinski, who was Hunter Biden's business partner, if you believe all these emails referencing the big guy and getting 10%, and look, this is a huge story because it may ultimately show that the sitting president, Sean, of the United States is compromised by three countries that have been in the news lately, China, Russia, and Ukraine. And if that's the case, we as a country are in serious trouble. And the journalism community, they should have been on this from the get-go when the New York Post broke this in October of 2020. Instead, not only did they not cover it, those who did dismissed it. Or they, if you're a social media company like Twitter, you censored it and suppressed it. And now it's all going to come out, and it may actually lead, that's the one thing that Stelter was right about, Biden not running in 2024 because it'll be too big of an anchor to haul on top of the 33% approval numbers that he has.
Look at these three issues, these three countries that Joe mentioned, Mark Simone. Ukraine, I could not believe in the middle of Trump's impeachment over the Ukrainian phone call, you got Joe Biden on tape bragging that he leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired. And we found out why, because he's investigating his zero experience son being paid millions. That's compromising. You know, then zero experience Hunter works with a Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow, gets $3.5 million for no experience, no work. And all of a sudden, Joe becomes president and he's killing the Keystone XL pipeline, but he gives a waiver for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Vladimir Putin. Now, in the middle of all the saber rattling with Taiwan, in the middle of unfair trade practices like never before, in the middle of all the hostilities with Taiwan and everything else that the communist Chinese are doing, lecturing, threatening, et cetera, et cetera, Joe's offering to lift tariffs and selling 1 million barrels of oil from our strategic petroleum reserve to China. Why would we ever do that except if the family's compromised?
Well, you know, there's another lesson in this which people haven't noticed. It shows you that Joe Biden is the worst negotiator in the world. How did he only get 10%? He was doing the biggest favors on earth. Hunter's the messenger boy. You think Tony Soprano only got 10%? Joe should have been getting 30%, 40%. He's the worst negotiator.
I don't know. You would probably know. How much did Tony Soprano get?
Wait a minute, guys. He's Mr. New York. Mark is. I'm Mr. New Jersey. Okay?
Oh, that's true,
and
yeah.
Tony is a New Jersey crime family. I can tell you that he got 28.7%.
Okay, but Hunter complains bitterly about having to pay for all of Dad's bills, Mark. I mean, it's not just the 10% for the big guy.
The big guy should have gotten more. I think what this really is about, I think they're sending Joe Biden a message. Like, you may want to not run in 2024 because we got this to use on you. Not to mention the brothers, James Biden and the other brother, got billions in contracts. I think this is a signal to Joe Biden.
But that's not, that doesn't explain Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty, I think, wants to keep working at fake news CNN. After all, who's going to hire him after fake news CNN? Where's he going to go then?
Oh, I know.
Humpty Dumpty knows it's over, and I think he's looking to go over to the number one network, Fox. So I think that's what he's up to.
Oh, that, I'm sure that'll really ingratiate Fox after all these years of him smearing, slandering, sliming Fox, Joe.
He only literally accused the network of killing people. Yeah, we'll hire him. That's great. I'll be on a panel with Sean and Brian Tuesday night. Now, he could go to two places if CNN doesn't work out. It's either M as in MSNBC, or it's M as in Media Matters. One of those two will embrace this gentleman with open arms, no question.
Those are probably good guesses. Quick break, more on the other side as we continue with Joe Concha, Mark Simone, then your calls, 800-941-SEAN. All right, back to Mark Simone and Joe Concha. Looks like Humpty Dumpty is trying to portray himself as a conservative. What do you think the next stop is for Humpty if, in fact, this doesn't work out for him, Mark Simone?
I think he goes back to New York One, which is a little tiny little cable channel here in New York, which is where he's from, and his wife still works there. I seriously think that's where he ends up.
Hey, I work there. It's a nice place.
Oh, you
did?
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
But you both work there? You both work?
Set up your own shot, and then, you know, you have to edit your own packages. I mean, it's the best place to work if you want to learn how to get ahead in this business, no question.
Now, you both work there. You don't work there currently, correct?
No. It used to be a big deal. It's not anymore.
I'm a Fox News contributor now.
Yeah.
Well, and hopefully soon to be media host on Sundays. I think there'll be an opening somewhere.
Yeah, you never talk about that, though, so I don't know. No one knows that.
Don't you think that's a good idea, Mark Simone? I do. Joe stands apart from every other media critic in the country.
Well, if you guys aren't willing to take Stelter, Joe Concha is perfect.
I think Mark and I should do our own show. We call it Temptation Island, you know, and then we bring back Temptation Island to Fox, Mark. What do you think? We could host that, right?
I think you could put a mummy on against Stelter and he'd beat him in the ratings.
Oh, man, that's cold.
Oh, boy.
That is really cold. All right. Thank you, Mark Simone. Thank you, Joe Concha. Appreciate you both as always. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
You can't always believe what the other side claims. That's why there's the Sean Hannity Show.
May I say something?
You're the president.
I still have to ask permission. Kidding aside.
That's Biden. I said, may I say something here with Governor Beshear? Well, you're the president. I still have to ask permission. I got to go because they get really mad and everything. If I answer any question, I'm going to get in trouble. They get very angry with me. And let me go to, where's that list of names they told me of people to call on? From Reuters. Let me call so-and-so. All right, let's get to our phone. Sandy, Ontario. What's up, Sandy? How are you? Glad you called. Our neighbors to the north.
Good, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just got a question for you. If Trump runs and wins in 2024, would you leave Fox to go work for him?
Well, why would you want to make my life miserable?
How much more miserable could it be? You're batting your head against the Democrats.
You know what? I love what I'm doing. This is what I've always wanted to do. I'll let the people in the swamp run the swamp, and we'll run our own radio program and TV program. How's that?
Good political answer.
Well, I mean, I'm just being honest. I've never once in my life ever wanted to move or live or be in Washington, D.C. Not one time. And when I usually have to go for an interview, even if I'm interviewing the president, it's usually like, oh, I got to go to D.C. I hate D.C. But listen, I do want good people to run. I want good people to serve. I'm hoping that Republicans can at least take back the House. I think the Senate is a lot tougher, but I think it's doable. If the American people want the change that's needed for this country, this election means a ton, and the election in 2024 means it's everything is on the table. And so, and by the way, you watch what they do to people that run or people that serve. Who needs that headache? I'm surprised as many good people run as they do. I mean, you give up a lot to run for office, at least most of the people I've seen. You know, some Democrats, it's more money than they'll ever make in their lives. But for a lot of people, they're giving up a lot to run.
Very true. They put up with a lot.
It's true. Thank you, Sandy. We love our friends north of the border. Appreciate it. Alex, Brooklyn, New York. What's up, Alex? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking the call. You know, the Democrats are saying that this bill that they're going to pass now is going to decrease inflation. And I guess they're identifying the bill as something that's going to decrease inflation when it's actually going to increase inflation. But I think the reason why they got Joe Manchin on board right now, when he was opposed to this kind of idea of spending all this money and all these crazy stuff they want to pass now, is because he wants to run for president in 2024, and he knows that the Democratic base is now mad at him for not voting for the BBB Build Back Despicably plan. So he needs to appease the Democratic Party so that he can win possibly the Democratic primary for 24, and then he thinks he's the most moderate Democratic candidate to have a chance at winning in the general election in 2024 against a Republican.
This bill hits his state so hard in terms of natural gas and coal, et cetera, and energy and higher taxes for the middle class. I'm not even sure he could win a Senate seat back at this point if a race were being held today. Now, when he was opposing eliminating the legislative filibuster and opposing Build Back Broke, his approval rating had never been higher. The people of West Virginia were happy that he stood independent and he put their priorities ahead of the Democratic Party's priorities. You know, I think now that most people are beginning to realize, you know, he's a full 90 plus percenter in terms of voting with Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. I mean, he just has this perception only because of the one issue of the legislative filibuster or packing the courts. So, I mean, not that it's not important, but when it came, when push came to shove here, he'd done the right thing the first time. When he stated previously that you don't raise taxes during a recession, he was right then. He's not right now. 230 economists. Oh, yeah, so we'll see. Anyway, appreciate it, Alex. Thanks, buddy. Let's say hi to John, Arizona. John, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, sir. How do you like your choices, Carrie Lake and Blake Masters out there?
I'm going to vote for both, but I do got some concerns for you today.
Okay.
So the thing that I see is I think this election in the House, the Senate, the governorship, it's going to be very close. I think that the House is more like 50-50. And the Republicans got to start messaging better, especially the leadership in the Senate. Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, next time they go to their buddies at CNN, they've got to refrain from praising Joe Biden and all the bipartisan legislation that they voted for. And they got to stick to the message that the American people are hurting. You know, we're hurting at the pump, we're hurting at the gas, at the grocery store. We're in big trouble. And I just don't see that these Republicans are messaging strong enough. And Martha McCallum on Fox News Sunday said the same thing. She had a guest that said it exactly brilliantly. And I think it's going to be really close, Sean. It could go either way. People got
to
get out.
So let me add a little context, texture, and a little depth to what you're suggesting here. And that is that I've now had a series of interviews with Kevin McCarthy. They're coming up with their promises, commitments to America. And it has to do with law and order. It has to do with energy independence. It has to do with border security. It has to do with choice in school. I mean, all the bread and butter issues that we all care about, lower taxes. So it's going to be a pretty comprehensive. It's very similar to the contract with America. I think every Republican that's running for the House at least will sign their name to it and sign on to it. And that to me is always a good thing because it holds them accountable. Mitch McConnell had been cool to the idea. Sources that I have telling me he's softening to the idea. I think I'd recommend every Senate candidate, regardless of what Mitch McConnell does, they should sign on to the commitments to America also. And I think that would then give them a very positive vision of where they want to take the country. And we'd be able to have a choice election. If you like, you know, open borders and you like high gas prices and you like a president begging countries that hate us for the lifeblood of our economy, if you like weakness abroad, then, and if you like taxes on the middle class, which they just passed, you know, then vote for Joe Biden. You know, vote for the Democrats that will vote with him. I mean, look, every single Democratic senator, there's 50 of them, they pretty much vote, you know, the same way every time. They are a party that is overall ideologically aligned and ideologically more radical than they've ever been. So I don't expect that to change. And this then becomes what is a classic choice election. You get to vote for one vision, and that's a conservative vision, or you get New Green Deal, radical socialism, and this adherence to this climate religious cult.
So I tend to agree, but the problem that I see is, like I said, there's not enough messaging and marketing, and you can't have our Senate leadership, again, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, go on CNN and talk about how wonderful Biden is. That doesn't.
I didn't see that these interviews that you're talking about. But if they're saying that, then they're being really stupid.
And then they're touting how they passed all this gun control legislation. That's not how to win us Republicans over. Us conservatives don't want this gun control crap, and it's not good. And Arizona is going to be close. The whole country is going to be close. And what I see is the Democrat base is vamped up, ready to go vote on that issue of abortion. So we need to combat that and start getting into.
I think your admonition is point on. I don't want anybody getting too cocky. And I've been saying that the Senate is going to be particularly hard because you have all these bellwether states. Look, I think Marco Rubio will win Florida. I'm not saying it certainty, but I think he will. In spite of people proclaiming that Herschel Walker's campaign is dead, I don't believe that at all. I've seen numbers recently that show that it's tightening to within 2 or 3 points. I think that race is winnable by Herschel. It's tough, but it's winnable. That would be a pickup. I think Tim Scott easily holds South Carolina. I think Bud is a really good candidate in North Carolina. We'll see who emerges in New Hampshire and whether or not we can make a play for that. Ron Johnson, they've spent $50 million up to this point to take him out. Pennsylvania, I think once people know who John Fetterman is, he's to the left of Bernie Sanders. I think Dr. Oz will do a lot better than people anticipate there, but it's always tough to win Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance has to up his game a little bit in Ohio. I think that race is tighter than it needs to be. I think Eric Schmidt will do fine in Missouri. I do believe that Adam Laxalt can run a good campaign and win in Nevada. I do believe that both the governorship and the Senate races can be won in your state of Arizona, but I would tend to agree with you. I think it's going to be very close. And then, you know, whether Republicans want to try and make a play for Colorado and the state of Washington, that's anybody's guess. I hope Kelly Chewbacca wins in Alaska, just like I hope Governor Palin wins in Alaska. So those are the races we're paying the most attention to. And I've been very clear that the Senate is not an easy, you have to run the table. It's doable based on just the economy alone. It's doable based on, you know, the high price of energy, the record high inflation, open borders, the cost that this is that the American people have incurred as a result of all this. It should happen because of this tax, massive tax increase in the middle of a recession on the middle class in this country. All of it on paper makes sense. The conditions are such that we should win. Now, if they're not saying what I just said to you, then they're not running a good campaign.
I agree. And the last thing that I'll say, and I'll end it here, is Arizona folks, get out and vote for Carrie Lake. We need her. She's going to make a great governor, and we got to show out. We got to show up in force. It will not be good. We don't.
And Blake Masters too. Neither one. You would think that Mark Kelly, who's been a night, you basically have Chuck Schumer as your senator, but this is the same for every state I just mentioned. Every Democratic candidate will vote the way Chuck Schumer votes. So there's not a single state that I mentioned that the Democratic candidate isn't hard left. And that message has got to be brought home to the voters so that they fully understand. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? Are you better off with this climate alarmist cult? And then based on that answer, vote accordingly. All right. But I want people to hear your admonition, your warning, because nothing is a slam dunk. And all those people, you know, 538. I don't particularly like Nate Silver that much. He's wrong a lot of the time. He's been right on occasion. He's been predicting that the Senate will go Democratic, and I hope it doesn't. If it does, we're in trouble. But we got some tough seats to hold. It's hard for a Republican to win in Pennsylvania, now in Georgia, North Carolina. These states are not as easy, or Nevada or Arizona or Wisconsin. These are not easy slam dunk Republican states. So anybody that tells you these are going to be easy races is wrong. And I'm with you. I think the House will be easier. I think them signing their name to a piece of paper promising that they're going to do these things will help motivate their voters to get them, you know, to at least give them a shot. I mean, how much worse off do you want it? Because it can get worse. Anyway, I appreciate the call. Thank you, John. Let us go to, let's say hi to Dennis is in Tennessee. What's up, Dennis? How are you?
Hi, Sean. I'd like to talk about a source of green energy no one mentions, and that's ocean tides.
Okay, I'm listening.
And you're familiar with Narragansett Bay and Blount Marina and all that area?
Oh, yeah. I worked at Blount Marina when I was a kid. Well, yeah. In my early 20s.
That bay is a powerhouse of energy. And
is that right? I never knew that. I had no idea.
Well, that tide is more dependable than any other source of green energy. And
is there a way to cheaply tap into that, or is it cost prohibitive?
It's not cost prohibitive, and there is a way to tap into it. You know what was called the Jamestown Bridge, which is now the Verrazano Bridge?
I didn't know they changed the name. Yeah.
Well, it's a newer bridge, which is probably 20 years old since I've left there. They could put submerged turbines between the piers and produce electricity. It wouldn't hurt the view, won't kill the minnows. The center span still lets traffic pass through.
Let me just say this to cut to the chase. I am not against cheaper, cleaner energy. I'm an all of the above guy. But everything that they're talking about today, whether it be wind energy or solar energy, there's not one thing they're mentioning, not a single thing at all, that in any way meets the needs at a price point that we can afford. And so in the interim, until we get the technology and we can mass produce it everywhere, our lifeblood for our economy will remain fossil fuels. And that's natural gas, coal, and oil. And that's I don't foresee anything changing in this regard for the next 20 years at least. Anyway, appreciate the call. All my best to my friends in Rhode Island, and I love the Black Pearl of Newport. All right, it's summertime, and if your home project to-do list looks anything like mine, it's probably pretty long. Look, you can beat the heat this summer. Put in brand-new custom window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Make that at the top of your list, and you'll stay cool, save up to 40% off site-wide when you go to Blinds.com. That's on top of their already day low prices and everyday low prices, because you know what? No store can beat their prices. And when you order online, that does not in any way mean you're sacrificing on style or service. Blinds.com, they have a premium selection of shades, shutters, drapes, so much more. They have outdoor shades that will transform any deck, any patio. If you need help making a selection, they have professional design experts available for live consultations. If you need help measuring, installing, they've got you covered there also. And if your window treatments are not exactly what you want for any reason, send them back, because everything that Blinds.com sells is covered by their perfect fit and 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's why Blinds.com is by far and away the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Now, on top of the everyday low prices, save an additional 40% off site-wide when you go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Digging deep to expose how the government wastes your money each and every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We got a great Hannity 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. By the way, Riley Gaines was a swimmer, competed, I believe, against Leah Thompson and spoke at CPAC. She's going to join us. We have Newt Gingrich, Kayleigh McEnany, Clay Travis is going to join us, Ryan's Priebus, much more. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.